This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that 2025 marked a year of proud milestones for India, with the country's impact clearly visible across national security, sports, scientific innovation, and on the world's biggest platforms. The Prime Minister was addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani. He said 2025 gave many moments to make every Indian proud. He stated that Operation Sindoor became a symbol of pride for every Indian this year.
देश की सुरक्षा से लेकर खेल के मैदान तक, विज्ञान की प्रयोगशालाओं से लेकर दुनिया के बड़े मंचों तक भारत ने हर जगह अपनी मजबूत छाप छोड़ी। इस साल ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हर भारतीय के लिए गर्व का प्रतीक बन गया। दुनिया ने साफ देखा, आज का भारत अपनी सुरक्षा से कोई समझौता नहीं करता। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देश के कोने कोने से मां भारती के प्रति प्रेम और समर्पण की तस्वीरें सामने आई। लोगों ने अपने अपने तरीके से अपने भाव व्यक्त किए।
Prime Minister Modi said that Prayagraj Mahakumbh organized at the beginning of the year astonished the entire world. He added that the Dhwajarohan ceremony at the Ram Mandir in Ayodhya at the end of the year filled every Indian with pride. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that people's excitement towards Swadeshi was evident. He expressed hope that 2026 would prove to be an important milestone in the journey towards the fulfillment of Viksit Bharat.
Swadeshi ko lekar bhi logon ka utsah khoob dikhai diya. लोग वही सामान खरीद रहे हैं जिसमें किसी भारतीय का पसीना लगा हो और जिसमें भारत की मिट्टी की सुगंध हो। आज हम गर्व से कह सकते हैं 2025 ने भारत को और अधिक आत्मविश्वास दिया है।
The Prime Minister said on the 12th of next month, National Youth Day will be celebrated on the occasion of Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary. He said on the same day, second edition of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held and he will participate in the event. Mr. Modi also touched upon the subject of antibiotics, expressing concern that the Indian Council of Medical Research recently released a report stating that antibiotics are proving ineffective against many diseases like pneumonia and UTI. Prime Minister cautioned that antibiotics should not be taken mindlessly. He urged everyone to refrain from using medicines at their own discretion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. President Draupadi Murmu today embarked on a sortie on board Indian Navy's frontline submarine INS Vagshir off the western coast. With this, President Murmu became only the second president of India to experience an operational submarine voyage. APJ Abdul Kalam was the first president of India to undertake a submarine sortie in 2006 at Vishakhapatnam. The president, who is also the supreme commander of the armed forces, took off the Kalvari-class submarine from Karwar Naval Base in Karnataka. She was accompanied by the Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has termed Shanti Bill as one of Narendra Modi government's biggest science reforms. Talking to media in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said the Shanti Bill marks a historic reform in India's nuclear sector, unlocking its potential for peaceful, clean and sustainable energy while maintaining uncompromising standards of safety, sovereignty and public interest. Flight and rail services across large parts of North India were disrupted this morning as dense fog conditions prevailed over several states, severely reducing visibility and affecting normal life. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of lacking urgency in seeking a peaceful settlement of the ongoing conflict. He warned that if Kyiv is unwilling to negotiate, Russia will continue to achieve its objectives by force. The comments came as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to meet US President Donald Trump in Florida today. And in women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the 4th T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala, this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Harmanpreet Kaur, led women in blue, have already taken an unassailable 3-0 lead in the 5-match series. And with that, we end this news bulletin.